heartfelt greetings and welcome, Divine Being. I'm grateful for your inner work, because your progress inspires me to keep going on my own journey, making us all stronger together. In the last class, we approached the sixth part of the Sacred Trust Code. No situation is inherently good or bad. I see everything as neutral and stay calm and balanced. We explored the benefits of embracing the concept of neutrality. We delved into trusting in the natural flow of life and understanding that every experience contributes to our personal growth. In this session, we will discuss what is my business. In one of my recent meditation sessions, I shared that to keep my heart healthy, I needed to see everyone as a transcendent spiritual being. During the session, one person raised her hand and asked, "How can I do that when people are involved in human trafficking, child molestation, and other horrible acts? How can I see them as a transcendent human being?" I paused for a moment and realized that what other people are doing is not my business. If you think about it, there is little I can do about someone engaged in human trafficking. I can't always control everything. The best I can do is support organizations that are making a difference. It's simple, and beyond that, there's not much I can do directly. As someone wisely said, it's what you're doing when you're not doing what you need to be doing that is the problem. I started thinking about what is truly my business and remembered the widely recognized circle of control exercise. I want you to take a piece of paper and draw a circle. If you don't have time to do that now, you can do it at the end after listening to the whole session. So take a piece of paper and draw a circle. Inside that circle, write what is your business. Take a moment and think about it and write whatever you feel is your business. Next, draw a second circle around the first one, leaving some space between them. In this middle circle, write what you can influence. These are things you can impact but not fully control. Finally, draw a third circle around the second one, again leaving some space. In this outer circle, write what is not your business and what you cannot influence at all. Take your time with this exercise. You will notice that very few things are truly our business. When I did this exercise, I realized my thoughts, feelings, and responses are the only things within my control. Our business lies within the inner circle of control, our thoughts, words, and actions. That's it. Everything outside this circle, including other people's opinions, behaviors, and external events, they're not our business. As Stephen Covey said, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Going back to child molesters, if I hold negativity about someone else, that negativity affects me, not the other person. The other person might be the worst person in the history of mankind, but if I hold on to the negativity, it impacts me. And because it impacts me, it is my business to have the highest level of feelings and the most transcendent vision for everyone. Because ultimately, this mindset affects me and that is my business. And if you think about it, this is the main thing. Think of it like a business, like an actual business. If you ignore your business to do random other things, your business will suffer. We all have our own business and we should spend our time and energy on it. By focusing on our purpose, we can help others and make a positive impact. But if we get sidetracked with unrelated activities, it's like a doctor leaving their patients to do something random. Everyone loses, the patients, the doctor, and all the wasted time. It's completely pointless and counterproductive. Why do we need to really look into what is my business? Because we get involved in a lot of things that don't concern us. Every time we get involved in something that is not my business, we expect an outcome. When it doesn't go our way, we lose a little bit of trust every single time. Before we know it, the very fabric of our trust is eroded because we have lost it over time. We don't even realize that we are doing it to ourselves by getting involved in things that are not any concern to us. When we recognize that many things are not our business, we free ourselves from unnecessary stress and emotional burden. For example, how others perceive us, their personal decisions, and their life choices are not within our control. Focusing on what is truly our business allows us to maintain our emotional equilibrium and invite trust into our lives. At this point, I feel all of us have just one business. The first part of the business is to go within, touch my own light, and radiate my core qualities, the qualities of the soul into the world. The second part of my business is to give every day. I have to give to everyone I meet, everyone I think about, and I have to give something every day, something spiritual like good wishes and pure feelings. Because of course it's not always physical. I have to give in as many moments as possible to as many people as possible. I have to give blessings, and when I do my business, I can keep my trust in challenging times. And this, my friend, is part 7 of the Sacred Trust Code. Let's affirm Sacred Trust Code part 7. I touch my inner light and radiate my core qualities into the world. I give every day in every moment to as many people as possible. This is my business and I trust in the process. Let's end this class with a meditation on doing our true business in life. Connecting with our inner light and giving to the world. Let us begin by settling into a comfortable position and taking a few deep inhalations and exhalations to center ourselves. Begin by taking a deep breath in, and as you exhale, let go of any tension or stress. Bring your attention to your forehead, the seat of you, the soul. Visualize a soft, radiant light within your forehead, at the base of your brain. This light is your essence, your core being. Feel the warmth and purity of this light. Knowing it is always there, always present. As you breathe in, feel the light growing stronger. As you breathe out, imagine this light expanding, radiating outwards, filling your entire being. Focus on the core qualities of you, the soul. Peace, love, compassion, and wisdom. Allow these qualities to flow through you, shining brightly from within. With your inner light, now radiant, set the intention to give something every day. Remember that giving is not limited to physical items. It can be a smile, a kind word, good wishes, or a silent blessing. Visualize yourself interacting with others throughout your day. See yourself offering a smile to a stranger. Or sending a silent blessing to everyone you meet. Feel the joy and fulfillment that comes from these acts of giving. Take a moment now and reflect on how giving helps you maintain trust and balance during challenging times. Remember that your true business is to connect with your inner light and share your core qualities with the world. By giving every day, you uphold the sacred trust code even in challenging times. Om Shanti, I am peace. Here is a blessing for you, Divine Soul. Carry it with you throughout your day until we meet again in our next lesson. Generosity. Your heart is limitless in its capacity for love, and you generously share it with the world. Your good wishes and joy spark a wish to pass on these pure feelings to those around you, which you do with your whole being.